Welcome back to Homer on the Fleming Foundation. I'm your host, Stephen Heiner, and with us, as always, is Dr. Thomas Fleming. Hello, Dr. Fleming.
Hello, Stephen.
In today's episode, we're going to continue discussing the role and importance of Greek religion to its literature and its culture. And I suppose before getting more specific about the religion, it might be helpful to just look at the word itself, Dr. Fleming, the word religion.
Yeah, the word religion, of course, is used today by sociologists of religion in a very particular, special way. And for once in a lifetime, they're correct in their usage. That is, religion, per se, is not a question of belief or theology. It is a question of a binding set of human actions that we as men and women must perform. First, to ascertain the will of the gods, and two, to secure their favor. And we do these things, for example, by singing hymns of praise to them, by prayer, by trying to figure out the future, you know, taking the omens. The Romans and Etruscans were bigger on this than the Greeks, but we could see that even among the Greeks, it's important, prophecy, etc.
What about, let's say, faith, belief broadly, or even, to get even broader, theology?
Well, ancient religions were sort of loose on questions of belief or faith. They were largely a set of practices that were incumbent upon the participants to perform. I'm talking about Egyptian, Sumerian, Babylonian, Phoenician, Jewish, Greek, and Roman. The Greek phrase, nomizein tous theous, we translate it in first year Greek as to believe in the gods. But that's not what it means. It means to treat the gods as they're supposed to be treated by engaging in ritualized worship. Now, Greeks and Romans, like Egyptians and Sumerians, had ideas about the gods, and some of these ideas we can see adumbrated in Homer, and we see them more clearly stated in Hesiod's Theogony and later on in Tragedy. And of course, it emerges as a theology in the writings of Plato and Aristotle. You know, we talk about Aristotle's Metaphysics, but that just means the book that comes after the Physics in the edition. He probably, our best guess is that he would have referred to metaphysics as theologia, that is, the investigation of the divine, of the gods. But in general, neither Greeks nor Romans, nor in fact the ancient Jews, cared much about how you felt, what you believed. It was what you did. It was your participation in public rituals that counted, because that is how you secured the favor of these powerful supernatural beings. Plato goes out of his way to insist that Socrates, whatever he may have said or thought about the nature of divinity that brought him into conflict with traditional piety, nonetheless, Socrates did his duty in matters of public worship, just as he did his duties as a citizen and a soldier. Well, when human beings did the right thing, that is, they cultivated the gods, they went to the public worship, they avoided certain sinful practices, either personally or as part of their community, they received favor from the gods, and therefore they prospered and their community prospered.
So they were part of the elect then at that point, you could say, Dr. Fleming.
That's right. They had to earn it, though. They didn't come as a free gift. I've always said that Calvinism gave its followers a get-out-of-hell free card.
Now, what happens if you fail to secure divine favor?
Well, that is quite unpleasant. The Iliad and the Odyssey are full of instances, as is Greek tragedy. For example, Priam and his son Paris, by violating the laws of hospitality and guest friendship, Xenia, not only will they be destroyed and their families destroyed, but all of Troy is involved in their sin and therefore involved.